It's one of our Anfield Rap season reviews. It's Neil Atkinson. I am joined by Carl Kopak, by Joel Richards, by Stephen Evans, and by Adam Smith. They don't even know what order they're going to go in. I'm just going to high-handedly decide that as we go and let people review the season as they saw it and as they lived it all the way through. These things are often very, very personal indeed. So do bear that in mind when you are listening. And we'll go with Joel Richards first, as he's already told me one aspect of what it'll be about. Joel, the season review floor is yours.
Well, I think the perfect place to start it with is with a video show that me and you did on the Friday night before the Community Shield. It was with Johnny Milburn as well and Amelia Bonnet. And you asked me, are you ready? And my answer then was no. And the reason it was no was because of what was coming up. We knew what the season was going to be like, World Cup in the middle, everything else all around it. And I just felt no from a perspective of, It felt too soon after what had happened in Paris and that season as a whole. You know, 63 games, and it took a lot out of everyone. Everyone on this call, I guess. You know, everyone connected to Liverpool Football Club was knackered after the previous season. So it just all felt too soon. You know, it was the 30th of July, I think, when the Community Shield was. So it just all felt like that. It was just so soon after. You know, we never had time to sort of take stock of what happened. So I remember saying no. And then I went to the game the day after. And then 90 minutes later, you're thinking, well, we might be ready by a trick of the light. We might be ready. You know, we played well. We looked good. Haaland missed the sitter. My God, that was a false dawn, weren't it? Jesus Christ. All the conversations I hear walking off the ground was, oh, he's shite. And then look, 52 goals later, my how silly we looked. But it was a great performance to start off with. And you're thinking, well, we can get something here and we can go. But I think the signs were there in the sense of pre-season. There was a couple of niggling injuries knocking around. I think as soon as they went on tour to the Far East, Jota done his hamstring again. It was an injury that he picked up on international duty. Even the sub-goalkeepers were injured. You know, I think everyone forgets now that in goal for the Community Shield was Adrian, because Alisson and both Kelleher were injured. So if that wasn't a sign, then I don't know what was, kind of thing. And then there was a couple of other injuries. We started Fulham, Thiago pulls up. And then that performance as a whole was really a red flag, as it were. And even some of the statistics knocking around that game, we had six players starting aged 30 or over. And after a summer in which it was will they, won't they, in terms of buying a midfielder, and Klopp saying, no, he's delighted with the options he's got, and about golden cows and whatever. And I think... if ever a statement blew up in his face, it was that, really, after the performance of Fulham.